All right, take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And we welcome you tonight to our annual Pie and Praise Night. And if you're a guest and a visitor here, we're glad that you're with us. And we do this every year. And we take the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, and we just have a special time of testimony and a time of thankfulness unto the Lord. And we'll open it up to you in just a little bit, but there are a few things that I want to say first, and I'll give you my testimony of thanks as I walk through this short message here tonight. So we're glad that you're with us. We're also glad that you are joining us, those of you that are joining us live stream as well. We thank you for your time here tonight, and we'll trust that the Word of God is a blessing to you. I want to just direct your attention to two verses in Psalm 103, and we'll be kind of all over the place here tonight. You can kind of guess the direction we're already going to be going. But in Psalm 103 in verse 1, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." That is something we have a tendency to do as mortals, as human beings, to forget how gracious and how much of a blessing God is to us. We can be thankful, or we can have a spirit of ingratitude. These are two words, really, that express two contrasting potential attitudes of the soul, either thankfulness or ingratitude. There was a man who was at the post office one day, and he was doing his business, and he was approached by this older man who had a postcard in his hand, and the older man was having some troubles, and so he went up to this younger man, and he said, "Sir, would you please address this postcard for me?" Well, the man gladly did so to the older gentleman, so he addressed it, and not only did he address it, but he agreed to write a short message on that postcard, and even signed it for that man too. And as he was finishing, he looked at the older man and he said, "Is there anything else that I can do for you?" The old fellow thought about it for a second, and he's like, "Yeah. At the end, could you just put P.S. Sorry for the sloppy handwriting." I give that story just to illustrate how even when we have so much given to us, we can still demonstrate a spirit of ingratitude. And that is not what the Word of God instructs us. The Word of God says to us to bless the Lord and forget not all of His benefits. And again, thankfulness or ingratitude, two words that really express contrasting potential attitudes that we can have. Thankfulness, or its lack, is often, you know, understand this and think about this. Thankfulness, or its lack, is often a thermometer by which we can gauge our spiritual temperature. A thankful heart is not going to be one that is defeated and one that is discouraged. Being thankful is actually part of being in the will of God or not. Because 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And I have never met a defeated, discouraged, beaten down, thankful Christian. Have you? One who's got such a heart of thanks unto the Lord is not going to be defeated and discouraged and beaten down. Psalm 100, turn over there. Psalm 100 in verse 4, the Bible says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." The Bible tells us to enter into the Lord's gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Every year we celebrate Thanksgiving. And it's a good thing that America has set aside a day of Thanksgiving. Did you know the Thanksgiving proclamation was given by Abraham Lincoln in 1863? Abraham Lincoln said this, and listen to these words. It has seemed to me fit and proper that the gifts of God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. That was the President of the United States. Thanksgiving, in its beginning, was entirely meant to be a day of thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord for His benefits to us, for the benevolent, beneficent Father, that's a hard word to say, that we have that dwells in the heavens. And I think that Thanksgiving has become just a holiday for so many, rather than a day of real thanksgiving and praise unto our Father who dwells in the heavens. You know what? There are other times, not just the fact that it's just kind of become a holiday, but there are other times when circumstances don't make us feel like there's much to be thankful for. I think back on this year, 2020. It's been a crazy year, hasn't it? We started out this year in January with a tremendous revival meeting with Brother McIntyre. Do you remember that? And I remember thinking, going into this new year, that, you know, 2020 was going to be a year of 2020 eyesight, seeing things clearly. However, this year has been anything but clear. Anything but seeing things clearly. It's been very difficult to see or comprehend much of anything clearly. In fact, what comes to my mind really even now as we see what's progressing in our country and even in the world, 2 Timothy 3:13, it comes to mind. It says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." That's sort of how I see this year, 2020. And yet, thankfulness unto the Lord is still commanded in the Word of God. We read in Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, that we're not to forget any of His benefits. We're to bless the Lord. Psalm 105, look at Psalm 105, 1. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works." Verse 1 explicitly tells us to give thanks unto the Lord and also to make known His deeds to all the people, to talk of His wonderful works. Psalm 106, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." The reason to give thanks unto the Lord is because He's good. Amen? And His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107, verse 1, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." And verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Amen? We could go on with scripture after scripture after scripture showing us the command in the scriptures to be thankful unto the Lord. And you know what? We can be thankful even in troublesome times when we have the right perspective on things. One man said this, "When thou hast thanked God for every blessing sent, what time then will remain for murmurs and lament?" If we were to thank God for every blessing that He has sent, we don't have any time for murmuring or lamenting. Why? Because the Word of God tells us that daily He loadeth us with benefits. Listen, when we're occupied with thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord for all of His blessings, we won't have time to be filled with worry or complaining. Friends, the Lord Himself is the basis for being thankful. The Lord Himself is the basis for being thankful. Go back to Psalm 100. We were there just a second ago, but look at this psalm and just scan it with me here. And I want you to see what this psalm emphasizes, all right? Verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. As we scan over this psalm, what you're going to find here is that in verse 1, you find the name of the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. In verse 2, you'll find the name of the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. In verse 3, you find the name of the Lord. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. In verse 4, it talks about entering His gates with thanksgiving and being thankful unto Him. In verse 5, you find the name of the Lord, for the Lord is good. What am I saying? The basis of our thanksgiving is the Lord Himself. Most determine how thankful they are on the basis of how much they have. Maybe in our country, we wouldn't even think twice about whether or not we have enough turkey on Thanksgiving Day to gorge ourselves. That's just kind of a given in this country. We're richly blessed. But you know, people gauge their thankfulness on how well things are going or how much they have. Like, you know, my bank account, is it secure? How much money do I have in it? Man, things are looking pretty good. God is good. Thankful. Am I healthy? Well, I don't have COVID anymore, so praise the Lord, right? I've got some good health and so on. And those aren't wrong things to be thankful for, but we let things determine whether or not we are thankful. And they're all temporal things. And understand this, it's not because things are good that we are to thank the Lord. We're to thank the Lord because He is good. Amen? The only thing we have for sure in this life is our relationship with the Lord. I'm thankful for my salvation. Amen? That's because of the Lord. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." I'm thankful for my salvation because of the Lord, because of His grace. The word grace means unmerited favor of God. It means that it's undeserved. The favor that I have from the Lord, I do not deserve. I'm thankful for my salvation because He is good to me. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for all of you. That's also because of the Lord. The Lord sets the members in the body as it hath pleased Him. Amen? The Lord has placed you here. The Lord has placed me here. You're my people. You're my tribe. You're my family. Listen, we've got a support system here in troubled times, a source of strength that most people do not know and do not have. That helps encourage and strengthen in times of trouble, helps us keep our mind right, our thinking straight. Remember that the Lord is in control. And you know, there's a lot of people out there right now that are struggling, that feel alone, that feel abandoned. They don't have anywhere to go or anybody to turn to. No support system that they can lean on. And you and I do because of the Lord. Amen? I'm thankful for you. Because of the Lord. I'm also thankful for the fact that God puts a love in my heart for each of you and your families. I love you dearly. I'm thankful to the Lord as well for the mercy that He showers on me every day. Obviously, that's the Lord. Amen? What does the word mercy mean? In short, it basically means not getting what I really deserve. That's what mercy means. And I'm thankful that the Lord showers mercy on me every day. I'm thankful that Psalm 103 and verse 10 tells me that He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's the definition of mercy right there. I'm so glad that the way that God deals with me is not based on my performance to Him. That He hasn't dealt with me after my sins or according to my iniquities. Friends, this is even more reason to be thankful unto the Lord and bless His name. And on top of that, Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Listen, He is the reason we ought to be thankful. Isn't He? But what if God began to treat us like we so often treat Him? What if God met our needs to the same extent that we give of our lives to Him? Ow. Right? I think many of us would find ourselves wanting. What if we never saw another summer in Alaska and the flowers blooming because we complained about the snow? Or we complained about the long winter? Or we complained that God sent the rain? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for our neighbor and others around us? What if God started treating us like we so often treat Him? What if He didn't bless us today because we didn't thank Him yesterday for His blessings? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow Him today? I'm just saying I'm thankful for His mercy. Amen? That He daily loadeth us with benefits, even though my performance to Him makes me so undeserving. We have so much to be thankful for, even in very difficult times, and our perspective on things makes all the difference in the world, whether or not we're going to be thankful. Let me just kind of wrap it up here with this short story. The name of the story, or the title of the story, is "Take Your Goat Into the Room with You." In Budapest, there was a man who went to his rabbi and he complained. He said, "Life is just unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" The rabbi answered, he said, "Take your goat into the room with you." The man was incredulous, but the rabbi insisted. He said, "Do as I say and come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking more distraught and angry than ever before. He says, "We can't stand it." He tells the rabbi, "The goat is filthy, the goat is dirty, the goat stinks. We can't take it anymore." And the rabbi tells him, "Go home and let the goat out and come back in a week." A week later, a radiant man returns exclaiming, "Life is so good. Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat and only 9 of us." Perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. If we see from the perspective that the Lord is good to us, and the Lord is trustworthy, and the Lord has abundantly blessed us, even in troublesome times, we won't have time to complain or have a bad attitude because we'll be too busy thanking the Lord, praising the Lord from a thankful heart. Now, look at verse 1 of Psalm 100. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." That phrase, joyful noise, it means shout with the force of a trumpet blast. A shout of joy to the Lord that comes from the very depths of your being. Listen, we ought to shout to the Lord that He saved my soul. Amen. But maybe the Lord has solved a problem in your life this year. Maybe He's given you some direction for your life this year. Maybe He's provided some real blessings for you that only the Lord could do, and you realize this came from God. Whatever the case may be, you ought to be able to think over this last year, even in these troublesome times, that God has really been good to me. And the Lord has blessed me. And I challenge you tonight, from the depths of your heart, voice it and thank the Lord for all of His benefits. Psalm 107:1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Hebrews 13:15, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." And so with that, who will be the first tonight to give a testimony and praise unto the Lord for His goodness to us, His mercy, His grace, for the fact that He's good? Amen. That's what Pie and Praise Night is about. We've been working up to this, leading up to this.